Hi, Eagles fans. Dave Spadaro here. We're here with, well, I'm not sure what to call him, but I think I'm going to call him tight end James Casey, new Philadelphia Eagle. First day of free agency, joins the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're here now. I'm not going to get caught up in this position thing, James. I'm excited to see you. I've heard so many great things about you. How do you feel about being here? It's all settled in. You've got a sense of the offense. You have a sense of what they're going to do with you. Your thoughts?
Excited. Just like I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see what this season's gonna hold for us. We're expecting great things. We're preparing right now to put in all the work. So when the season comes, we're gonna, expect to have great games and have a great season. And it all starts now. I got a good chance to get here early with the rookies, and I'm one of the few vets, myself and Kelsey and some of the quarterbacks, and that's it. And so we got a couple extra days to practice in and get to know the offense more. So we're excited. We're ready to go.
When did it sink in that you were an Eagle? Because I know changing it requires a lot. We talked about that at the time. When did it actually sink in that you were here and this is your home?
Yeah, it took, of course, right when I signed the contract, I knew, I was an Eagle. I was, carrying myself like I was a Philadelphia Eagle. I was excited to be here. But it's tough when you're not used to the city at all. You're not used to anybody around this area, and you haven't really seen any of the teammates besides the couple guys on the team that I knew from my former life that, so once I got here and we got into OTAs and I got to practice with the team, then I felt, I was a part of the Eagles. And then now especially, it feels like I'm really a part of the Eagles when training camp starts and to see the fans, getting excited. And I know we're going to have some open practices, which is going to be fun to see a lot of the fans. And so now it feels like I'm a Philadelphia Eagle, and I just can't wait to put that uniform on and we can finally get to games.
When the fans get to practice on Sunday, James, they're going to see at least a bit of the offense. How would you describe what this scheme is all about?
Well, I think, I don't know what Coach Kelly's planning on doing, because I know, it's kind of up in the air about what exactly we're going to do going into the season. And they're going to see us playing fast, though, just like any team in the NFL, but us even more so. We're going to play very fast. Everything we do is fast. We meet fast. We're going to get to the line of scrimmage fast, and we're going to run fast plays when we're running it. So I think they're going to see an up-tempo offense and a lot of guys moving around, a lot of real athletic players on offense, and we're really unpredictable. And that's what you want to be as an offense. We can run the ball, throw the ball, do a bunch of different things.
What do you want to see on the other side of the line of scrimmage? Big linebacker, small safety.
I'd rather see a big linebacker, because those guys usually aren't as fast, and you can, run around those guys. And a smaller safety, they're, even though they're smaller, a lot of those guys are really strong too, and they're run, they're fast, they're made to run. That's what they do. So I'd rather try to outrun the guy than just jump up and try to beat a, out jump a smaller safety.
It would seem to me that a lot of this offense is going to be predicated on spacing, on creating good matchups, and on allowing players like you to use your athletic ability. Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely. I mean, we got some really athletic players in DeSean Jackson, Macklin, myself, Selleck. We got Ertz coming in here at tight end, and we got a really good group of running backs and athletic quarterbacks. Everybody we got across the board is really athletic. We got an athletic offensive line, a really good offensive line, and we think we've got the pieces in place, which, of course every team does going into the season, but it's all potential now. We got to go out there and demonstrate it throughout the preseason, especially when the season starts, that we got to put the work in, so we got to train harder than everybody else does. So when we get into the season, that we know we've put the work in, so we know we deserve to win the game. Somebody's got to win the game when you get into the season, and if you feel like you've trained harder than everybody else, then why not you? You should win the games because you deserve to.
4 years in Houston, James, and each year you seem to get more involved in the offense. Are you craving an opportunity to really have that spotlight, really have that opportunity?
I'm very excited. I'm at the point in my career I've done everything. And I haven't been to that point yet in my career. Throughout college, I was kind of a receiver. I got to the NFL. I went to tight end. I never played tight end before ever. I never got in a three-point stance in college, so that was kind of a question mark. But I got to Houston. I demonstrated that I could do that, and then they moved me to fullback, and I started fullback the last 2 years, and that was another thing I've never done before. But I demonstrated I could do that. So at this point, I've demonstrated I can play tight end. I can play fullback. I've seen everything out there as far as what the defenses can do. I've seen everything on special teams, and I'm at the prime of my career, I feel like. I feel healthy, I feel great, and now it's time to go out there and shine and demonstrate what I can do and go out there and make plays and really, be a part of the offense and help in any way I can to make us be successful.
You like those challenges, not only in football but in life, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. You gotta embrace the challenge. You gotta understand all that hard work you put in. And I'm a self-motivated guy. If I do anything, I want to be the best at it, or I don't feel like there's any reason to do it. If I can't be the best at it, I don't know if this is the right way to think about things, but I feel like if I can't be the best at it, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do things that I think I could be the best at, and I want to be the best at it. I want to start. I want to play. I want to be out there all the time, and I want to be successful.
So how do you deal with the times in life that happen that you're not the best at your situation.
You just keep working. You keep your eye on that goal, you know, the end goal that you want to be, you want to be a starter. You know, you're always working to be a starter everywhere here. You know, I know we got a quarterback competition right now. All of them should think that they're the starter, you know, because that's how you got to think about it. Everybody's got to think they're the starter because it only takes a play, even if you're not the starter, where you're out there. So, and if you're not at the time, you just got to keep working to make yourself whatever it needs to be to get up to that level.
You have a sense, James, yet of how good the offense can be?
I do already have a sense. I think we got a chance to be great. But, you know, it's just like any offense. You got to execute. You got to take care of the football. We got to sustain drives. We got to be good in third and short, third downs. And we got to be good on the goal line and getting the ball in the end zone. And, it's a, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And you got to be on top of those details. And you got to prepare. We're going to have to really, really prepare every game and be on top of all those little details. And if everybody's on the same page, it's going to be tough to stop us because we got a lot of really good players.
These Eagles fans, they see you on game days. They see the glory of it, but they don't realize that training camp is so tough. So what is, in your opinion, 4 years you've been in the NFL, year number five here, the toughest part of starting a season over, starting a training camp?
It's just the entire training camp. You know, when the process of those first 2 weeks of training camp, to me, leading up to that first, those first two preseason games are the hardest part of football because you're going through all those little details. You're not really playing against anybody. You're not game planning. You're just really worried about yourself. You're getting all your game plans, you know, all your plays in offensively, and you're mastering those plays. But you're going against your defense, your own players all day, every day. So it kind of gets, you know, monotonous that you're going against your same guys every day, and you got to get past that and look at the end goal. And, you know, you're going to get to preseason games shortly, and that's when it gets fun. We start playing other people. But you got to, it's a grind, but it's a lot of work, but it's necessary. You got to understand that you got to get out there and put in the work to be successful, you know, in December when you want to be playing well. And it all starts now in these hot days in training camp and mastering what you do. So when you go to play someone else, you can just kind of concentrate on your stuff. And then you can start game planning for other teams.
Last one for you. Describe Chip Kelly, what you know of him as head coach.
Just fast paced. He talks fast. He moves fast. He explains things fast. He's real confident, which you got to be as a football player. Anybody's got to be confident, and everybody's behind him. Everybody believes in what he's doing. He's been successful. He's demonstrated that he can do it. He can win. He's a great motivator, and everything he does, he has a reason behind it. And he tells us the reason. You know, we don't just go out there and do random stuff and with no reason behind it. He'll tell us why we're doing certain things that make sense. And if we don't think it makes sense, you know, then we're allowed to question him and ask him. But everything he does makes sense, you know, or we wouldn't be doing it. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to be around him. He's got a lot of energy, and I think it's going to, you know, the habits reflect the mission, he always says. And, you know, our mission is to win, of course. So all of our habits are, you know, hard work, mental toughness, and, you know, winning football games.
All that fast stuff doesn't bother you. You're a Texas guy. Exactly. Fast, fast, fast.
That's what football is about. Play fast.
All right, James Casey, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
James Casey on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.